This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. I'm not sure if it's the 11th hour of the 11th day yet, but it's pretty darn close. House leaders could vote as soon as tonight on a plan that would reopen the government and raise the debt ceiling, at least till next year. But remember, guys, there are two sides of Congress. Senate leaders seem to be close to their own deal. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the latest on a plan that would turn on changing a little bit of the Affordable Care Act.
The negotiators are apparently considering a delay of some of the health care law's new taxes, including the so-called belly button tax. It's a flat fee of about $63 a year for every person on an insurance plan. It would be paid mainly by employers and unions. They've been pushing for at least a delay of the tax. Health economist Austin Frecht says they'd really like to get rid of it altogether.
Nobody wants to pay a tax. So naturally, if they can, they're going to fight it.
Another part of Obamacare that could be delayed, the tax on medical devices, like wheelchairs and pacemakers. Amitabh Chandra is a health economist at Harvard. He says a delay in this tax could be a big deal.
It's a tax of about 2.5% on the revenues of all medical device companies, and so that would be a tidy sum of money.
The congressional negotiators are reportedly also considering a requirement that the government certify that people are eligible for subsidies to buy insurance. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer.